Listen to what's in his heart. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. I think we all know what it means to listen to what's in your heart. It's about understanding what you're really feeling, even if you can't bring yourself to say it out loud. Like that first date when your heart says, this is it, this is the one, but your head can't get past the lip ring. Or later in life when your heart says, Tesla Model S, but your head, which sounds a lot like your wife, says, Camry. Well, now, Donald Trump's counselor and defender, Kellyanne Conway, is asking reporters to judge Trump not by his words, but by what's in his heart. She was on CNN responding to Meryl Streep, who shamed him for that speech in 2015 where he mocked a New York Times reporter.
You can't give him the benefit of the doubt and he's telling you what was in his heart. You always want to go by what's come out of his mouth rather than look at what's in his
heart. It's a gesture that he's making on video, everybody.
So she's telling us not to obsess on what came out of his mouth that day, but rather to believe him when he says there was no malice in his heart. But we could use some help because we've all seen that video. And if there was no malice in his heart, clearly the head took considerable liberties in the way it communicated what the heart was feeling. Which brings us to today, the eve of Donald Trump's big news conference, where I guess we will have to figure out whether the answers are coming from the head or the heart. And it's a challenge because Trump will say something about Obamacare or the wall, and half of the country will hear his heart saying, keep America safe, and the other half will hear, keep America scared. So I'm hoping Kellyanne could provide simultaneous translation or at least give the heart its own Twitter account. Now this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.